Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
What is going on, faithful? We got a pretty fun treat for you today. With me, one of my closest friends, I won't say best friend, that's a little too far, Dale. But Dale DeMont with Eat Sleep Fantasy, who is probably one of the people that helped get the 49ers Rush podcast where it is, does a lot of behind the scenes work with me. But if you're a fantasy guy, go check out Eat Sleep Fantasy. He came up with this awesome idea and we wanted to try it together, called Connect 49ers, where perhaps we branch out a little bit more than just 49ers complete centric coverage, and we talk about some more NFL topics, players, and bring them back to what this means for the 49ers and broadening just a little bit more of our NFL landscape. So, Dale, how are you, man? How are you feeling? What are you thinking about this series, my friend?
I think we're going to do pretty well, man. Thanks for, trying this out. I think it's really good for all your listeners and watchers on YouTube and all that stuff, just to get a good dose of everything else you know about the NFL. We all know that you love the 49ers. You study them inside and out. We know that. But we've had conversations over the years that had nothing to do with the 49ers, and I think that you provide awesome insight and awesome. You just have knowledge all around the NFL. So I'm excited just to kind of share that with your listeners, because they're really missing a part of what you know. Half your brain is, going every other direction but the 49ers. So I think this will be fun. I'm excited.
Let's do it, man. I'm excited. I want some points. I wish we had like a point.
No, we will. Oh, yeah. There's going to be points somewhere over there. No, yeah, your unit points, the points mean a lot, and, you don't know what the points mean yet, but I'll explain it to you once I see how many points you actually have. Actually, I'm going to I'll let you know how many points you have and what it means at the end of the episode. So, guys, what I'm going to do, we have bullet points. We have some names here. A lot of it, most of it will be connected to the 49ers. And some of it may not be. Maybe it's a harder path for John, but my goal for John is to give us his insight and how it comes back to the 49ers somehow, some way. I hope that everybody can take something from this and maybe share it with their non-49ers friends, because I'm not a big 49ers fan, but I know way too much about him because I listen to too much John.
Yeah, I wish my wife would say the same thing. She doesn't subscribe to the show, but that's okay. That's okay.
All right, John. So the first guy I want to talk about is Sam Howell, adjusting to the backup role in Seattle. I want to know what you think about it and how it, you know, comes to back down to the 49ers.
You know, Sam Howell is interesting because, you know, he was with Washington last year. And there was a point around like week 9 or 10 where he was leading the NFL in passing yards because he just had to. It was a poorly coached team. They didn't really have a lot. They were playing from behind nonstop. It just was a high volume passer. Now, that didn't turn into efficiency, which is interesting with him joining Seattle. They did two pick swaps to get him, and new coaches always mean new quarterbacks unless you have, you know, a top five, top 10 piece. Geno Smith is not that. And if you look at Geno Smith, who is the quarterback for Seattle now, and he'll be the starter early, doesn't take a lot of risks. You know, calm, cool, collected, check down, check down, check down, deep pass. That's kind of what he has done. Now Sam Howell, who, you know, Mike McDonald, the new head coach for Seattle, they went and again, not one, but two pick swaps, a third and a fifth to get him. He is the complete antithesis to everything that Geno Smith is. Now, maybe both are subpar athletic quarterbacks, but he is a gunslinger. So I'm curious to see with the 49ers in that division. Geno Smith has never had a chance. You know, ESPN measures win probability per game as soon as they start. Geno Smith has never had a positive win probability in a game against the 49ers in four contests. He's been below zero first play of the game to the ending play of the game. Geno Smith just cannot beat the 49ers. So the first thing you got to do in the NFL is win your division. And if you can't beat the, you know, back-to-back team that's won the NFC West, something's got to change. So in my opinion, the 49ers are going to be seeing Sam Howell at some point this season. How soon he takes over, I don't know. But the supporting cast, the wide receiver, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith, the Jigba, even got Fant, the tight end, amazing upgrade over what he was playing behind Sam Howell in Washington. So I'm kind of scared to see him out there, to be honest with you, because he's got the talent, the gunslinger mentality. He puts up numbers. He's just a huge turnover machine and all that stuff. With a better supporting cast, better coaching staff, could that calm down a little bit? We'll see this year.
All right. Good deal. Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, you could keep calling him a gunslinger. Gunslinger is great, but when you're young gunslinger that, you know, doesn't know, you know, doesn't have a command of the offense like you know, some of the veteran, you know, quote unquote gunslingers have, you know, that's when you get to be a turnover machine. He did say earlier this offseason that he could play smarter. He thinks there were times that he was way too aggressive. Maybe he brings that back with good coaching. Who knows? But
yeah, and I think probably his biggest issue is holds the ball too long. Like he'll hold it and he'll try. Like, I mean, he is Johnny Manziel type. He's going to run through it. He's going to tough it out. He's going to fight through three tackles and he'll fight for 2 yards. So the teammates love him, but at some point you've got to be able to understand the offense. You know, Washington, the University of Washington, they hired their head coach or sorry, their offensive coordinator. And so it's going to be, there's a huge adjustment period for the play caller, but it's an air it out system, three wide receivers out there all the time. Michael Penix Jr., you know, made it work. So the gunslinger mentality could work there. He's just got to trust and have a little bit more of a higher football IQ to operate that, I think.
All right, let's move on to Logan Thomas, a big signing for you guys. What do you think about Logan Thomas here? And then,
yeah, I mean, if you go back and you watch the tape of Logan Thomas this most recent year with Washington, Sam Howell was his quarterback. And so it's frustrating because, again, Sam Howell's biggest issue is he just does not let go of the ball early. But with Logan, you know, Logan Thomas, I do believe he's going to be the tight end too for the 49ers week one. And he's just a first down machine. Now he's older, converted quarterback for Virginia Tech, which it was fun watching him play back in the day. But make no mistake, he's a tight end and tight end only. Not a great blocker, which the tight end two position for the 49ers has been a dominant heavy blocker for a long time. So it's going to be something new for the 49ers where they have a tight end two receiving option, Logan Thomas, and a tight end two blocking option, which that's not going to be Logan Thomas's role. That's going to be Eric Saubert. But Logan Thomas, a little bit long in the tooth, but can bring a lot of that check down ability. And again, you look at Washington. Yeah, they had Terry McLaurin. But that was about it. Him and Brian Robinson Jr., that was about the only firepower they had. Now you put Logan Thomas with Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, Christian McCaffrey, Juwan Jennings. This dude isn't going to be even the fourth or fifth option that defenses worry about. So he could truly just be like a basketball outlet after rebounding, you know, or you, he just literally run curl routes and just be a check down option. A last case scenario, if those other five options aren't out there. So talk about the goldfish theory and somebody being as good as they could be in their surrounding cast. We'll see. He took a small contract. Nobody wanted him. He made it all the way through free agency. He made it all the way through the draft with no contracts. Takes really a small deal with the 49ers with not much guaranteed money. There's a little bit on it. I don't know. I think that this is a smart move for him, but hasn't really had a great career coming off. You know, he did have, I think it was like 53 or 55 catches last year, which is more than Ross Dwelly and Charlie Warner combined for their entire careers. So those are the two guys he's taken over for. So right. he brings that added element in the receiving option, leaves a lot to be desired in the blocking option.
All right. Earlier you mentioned that he was a tight end and tight end only. What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think he's playing quarterback anymore. He might be the 49ers' like fourth or fifth quarterback option. Kyle Juszczyk would probably be the fourth option. But Kyle Shanahan's notorious for keeping three quarterbacks anyway after that NFC Championship game against the Eagles. And so you've got, you know, you go through the Brock Purdy, you got Joshua Dobbs, you've got Brandon Allen. Then you're going to have Kyle Juszczyk or Logan Thomas would be that fourth. Hopefully we don't get that far. We've had a lot of quarterback injuries under Shanahan. Four would be too many.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't know maybe that Logan Thomas started his career as a quarterback, a backup quarterback. That was my equivalent. I don't know. I know you're a teacher, John. If I was a teacher, I would give my students lead-ins to get their extra points, and that's what I just did to you to get that extra.
Look at that. So, yeah, the assist. You are the most Steve Nash person I've ever met.
That's what they call me. All right. Josh Dobbs turned a solid year, started 13 games for the Cardinals and Vikings last year, almost 2,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year. What does that mean for you?
Intelligence, scheme fit. Kyle Shanahan said, you know, we had such a hard time game planning to beat him because he could do so much, learn systems very quick. He's a rocket scientist. You know, that's been talked about a lot all the way back at his time with the University of Tennessee. And, you know, even on top of that, the 49ers have a little bit of an inside track. Juwan Jennings was actually a quarterback for the University of Tennessee before he, kind of transitioned into tight end, similar to Logan Thomas. But he was there with Josh Dobbs at the University of Tennessee. So you already have the wide receiver connect with Juwan Jennings. So that's there. You have the intelligence. He brings a little bit extra in athleticism than what you're used to with, you know, the whole Brock Purdy, whatever, because he could, the running dimension is definitely present. Played with multiple teams last year, as you talked about, started for multiple teams, traded twice last year. I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Mua! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought this was a really cheap deal, and I think for Joshua Dobbs, it's great. You saw what happened with Sam Darnold. He just sat on the bench all year. Now he's got the chance to start in Minnesota, and they just announced Sam Darnold's probably going to be the starter week one before J.J. McCarthy. And Josh Dobbs is looking for that. Like, how do I get that treatment? You mean to tell me I come sit behind you for a year? Now the 49ers have peppered the entire offensive staff of the NFL. About one-third are Shanahan offshoots. Offense. So, hey, come AAA this bad boy, be the backup quarterback, and maybe you can go be with one of those teams as a starting quarterback or compete for that next year instead of being this guy that just bounces around all the time. But I think it's a good fit. It's a good pairing. Where does Josh Dobbs fit on number two quarterbacks in the NFL? He started for two teams last year. So I definitely would put him in the top third of backup quarterbacks, but let's not fool ourselves. Joshua Dobbs is probably should not be starting the NFL. If he's starting for your team, something's probably wrong.
All right. I have one more layup for you, John, and then it's going to get a little harder. I wanted to start. I didn't want to go too difficult right from the gate because I wanted people to keep listening. So you have one more layup here, and then we're going to really have to start playing here.
I don't know this list. Dale sent me some ideas. I have not researched anybody. I don't know. So if I'm missing stuff, hopefully y'all are like yelling at me.
Yeah.
As like, oh, John, you missed this. Like, well,
they see that you have 11 points right now. Is that good?
It goes to 11.
It's no, John, I'm sorry to say. It goes higher. 11 out of 50 you have now. Yeah. So you need to step up here.
I like it. I like it.
All right. Next guy, Jimmy Garoppolo. I know you're really familiar. I think that your most of your listeners just did that as well. Joined the Rams as backup to Matt Stafford. What does that do for the Rams? And
well, you know, we talked about Seattle and how they can't beat the 49ers with Geno Smith. The Rams and Sean McVay, who I think is one of the best coaches in the NFL, if not the best. I put him and Kyle Shanahan kind of up there, however you want to pick those. But McVay can't beat Shanahan. He cannot beat him. And whenever he signed Jimmy Garoppolo, his quote was, well, the guy, we're tired of him beating our ass. And so why not get him to join us? Because Jimmy Garoppolo handed it to the Rams consistently. Now, that one game where he had the dropped Jaquiski Tartt interception and whatever else, and they lost in the NFC Championship, that was the anomaly. But you're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo stepping in for a quarterback, Matthew Stafford, who's a stud, but a lot of injury concerns, very long in the tooth. And so I thought this was a great, great signing. It does show how far Jimmy Garoppolo has fallen. It wasn't too long ago he was talking trash on Kyle Shanahan and that quarterback situation. And he's like, man, it's really weird over there. How's it being a backup quarterback, buddy? I know you're beautiful, the jawline. That's great. You got that going for you. But now he's suspended for using performance enhancing drugs. You know, he's out the first two games, but probably not an issue because Stafford should be able to last that long. But this just gives, you know, when Stafford got injured a year ago, back in 2022, Rams season was destroyed that moment. Now that's not the case. And so they've got that parachute with Jimmy Garoppolo who could step in. And trust me, Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy Garoppolo hate each other more than anybody. Like, they are arch nemesis to the 10th degree. And so this is going to be fun. And I want to see Jimmy Garoppolo on the sidelines smiling when the 49ers are beating their rear end, because that's just who he is. All he does is smile. Yeah, I'm excited about this one. I think it was a smart move for the Rams, but I cherish the opportunity for the 49ers defense to play against Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right. Let's move on. Desmond Ridder went 6-7 as a starter for the Atlanta Falcons last year. Obviously, they brought in Kirk Cousins to take over. Now, Desmond Ridder's kind of moving on. Where do you see – what does it mean to you? What do you know about Desmond Ridder?
Yeah, I mean, he's in he's in the Cardinals now, right? Is it the Cardinals or Chargers? Cardinals.
Cardinals is backing up Kyler Murray, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was so bad. And I like Desmond Ridder coming out of the draft out of Cincinnati, by the way. But he was so bad that not only did they pay the most for a quarterback and going and getting, you know, Shanahan's favorite quarterback ever, Kirk Cousins, and then they also traded, you know, they also went and picked Michael Penix. They didn't trade for him. They had an opportunity to trade back, and they still said no. They went and got two quarterbacks, two franchise quarterbacks. That's how bad Desmond Ridder was. And the dude just – It was just a bad situation, and he continuously proved he's just not an NFL quarterback. The height, size, weight, all arm strength, that's there. Playing experience, that's there. Tape, can't find good tape. By far one of the worst quarterbacks. He's still got some upside, and Kyler Murray gets injured a lot. He can't survive a full season. Probably going to see him at some point. But I don't know, man. I was high on Desmond Ridder and the potential coming out. I think I had him as like a second round pick. Yeah, I say I was high on him. I didn't have a first round grade on him, but I think he went in the third round. I don't know. He deserves another chance, but I'm putting it at like 15% that this guy is going to be around the NFL after 2 years. Like, I think this is kind of the last stop.
Yeah, I mean, you even mentioned, you know, possibly if Kyler Murray gets injured, he's really competing. He might not even be the QB2.
I like Clayton too a lot. Right.
There you go. That's a point. All right. Let's move on. Just talked about Kirk Cousins. Tore his Achilles in October. Going to the Atlanta Falcons. How much of an upgrade is this to Atlanta Falcons, especially, you know, being, you know, somebody you guys are going to play?
It's everything. Going from one of the worst quarterback performing teams with Tyler Heinicke and Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix, that's just night and day difference. I mean, that's overdrive. On top of that, like, Kyle Shanahan loves Kirk Cousins. I said it a while ago. It's his favorite quarterback ever. Kyle Shanahan's responsible for the Washington Redskins back in the day drafting Kirk Cousins. They traded up for RG3. They took him number two overall after Andrew Luck. Then Daddy Shanahan, who was the head coach, went to Mike Shanahan day three and said, "Hey, there's a chance we could grab another quarterback. Who do you want?" And Kyle said, "Whoa, I thought we were out of it." He's like, "Kirk Cousins is my guy." He's like, "If we can get Kirk Cousins, I'd be the happiest guy alive." They got him, I think, in the sixth round, sat on him for a while. And the sad thing is, when Kirk Cousins became the starter, Kyle Shanahan was gone. They all got fired. So he never had that opportunity to coach him. That went to Gruden's brother, Jay Gruden, who was there with Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan, who kind of stayed and took over with McVay. And that's kind of how they made their career with Kirk Cousins. Now you go back to Kyle Shanahan with the 49ers. He gets that head coaching job. They pass on. They didn't even scout. They didn't even scout Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson whenever they had the number two pick in the draft in 2017. Because Kyle Shanahan said, "We're further than a quarterback away." They ended up taking Solomon Thomas. And the whole plan was, "We're just going to sign Kirk Cousins next offseason." Didn't even scout Patrick Mahomes, which is crazy. Well, fast forward to Halloween. Guess what John Lynch does without Kyle Shanahan's knowledge? Trades for Jimmy Garoppolo, and the Kirk Cousins story is dead in the water. Never going to be with the 49ers, which I'm thankful for. I cannot root for Captain Coles. I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan. He's a damn good quarterback. I just can't stand that dude. But you look at Kirk Cousins and what he did last year. He torched the Niners. He was playing his best football of his entire career before his Achilles popped. Now, you're 30 plus, coming off a torn Achilles. Now you're stepping into a place where, you know, it's he had a great supporting cast. He really did. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson. Like, there were some players there. Now he goes to Atlanta. Guess what? Great supporting cast. You got London. You got Kyle Pitts. You got Bijan Robinson. Like, he's in a good spot with a pretty decent offensive line. I'm pretty excited for what Kirk Cousins can bring because he doesn't have to step in and be a Pro Bowl, All-Pro quarterback. You just got to be better than Desmond Ridder, which, Dale, you and I are pretty close to that line. So I think it's pretty chill for him to step in. Now, the whole issue with Michael Penix behind him, that turns up the burner just a little bit because, I mean, you spend a top 10 pick on a quarterback. You play bad, Penix is stepping in.
Right, right. You did mention, you know, Kirk Cousins being 30-plus. He's going to be 36 this season. After tearing his Achilles. Yeah, exactly. So he was averaging over 290 yards a game and over 2 touchdowns per game last year with the Vikings. Obviously, huge, you know, thanks to that offense for sure. Good deal. All right. Aaron Jones, last year, to finish up the year, he was averaging over 21 touches, over 120 total yards a week. Just a stud. Moving along, now a Viking. Again, how does this improve the Vikings offense, and how are you going to connect to the 49ers somehow?
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Aaron Jones is probably, I feel like he doesn't get the respect he deserves. I think him and Alvin Kamara are so similar. Like, they have had this similar NFL career path, you know, receiving wise, rushing wise, team impact wise, all that stuff. It's just Alvin Kamara got the contract, gets the accolades, gets the respect and all that stuff. And not to say he doesn't deserve it. But Aaron Jones deserves it equally as much. Now, he shifts from Green Bay to the Vikings, which is interesting. And I'm going to be biased here. Saw Aaron Jones play in high school. Saw him play in college at UTEP in person. This dude has been a stud everywhere he's been. He's a damn good player. And I think that, you know, the Vikings thought that they could move on from Dalvin Cook and replace him with whomever, Alexander Mattinson. It just didn't work. It didn't work. And so they went and paid a pretty penny to get Aaron Jones there, and I do think it's going to work. And now Kevin O'Connell, the head coach for the Vikings, who I think is probably, you know, he's in my top 10 list. I think he's one of the best offensive play callers in the NFL. They're going to see, can the Kyle Shanahan quarterback goldfish theory, where if we build a solid team around the quarterback and system, you put any quarterback in there, it's going to work. They're going with Sam Darnold. But they've got the offensive line. They've got the play caller. They got Jordan Jefferson, Addison, TJ Hawkinson. They got talent around them. Can Sam Darnold or JJ McCarthy step up and lead that team? We're going to find out. But, you know, I think Aaron Jones could be a guy. You look behind him, it's Ty Chandler. I think that's their guy that they're going to be rocking number two.
Yeah,
Aaron Jones could lead the NFL in touches. Like, that is a possibility. You know, for fantasy and all that stuff. Like, this, wherever Aaron Jones going in your drafts or whatever, it should be higher, especially redraft leagues. You know, how much longer does he have in him? I don't know. But Aaron Jones could have a year. He really, really could, because he's been affected with so many different quarterbacks. He's been in this system. LaFleur, you know, runs the Shanahan McVay system. So it's the same idea, same concepts with Kevin O'Connell. So there's a lot of familiarity there. I'm pretty high on Aaron Jones this year.
You know, the reason I mentioned the 21 touches, 120 yards per game during the last part of the season, according to fantasy points data Among 47 qualifying backs, he was 8th in explosive run rate and 10th in yards after contact per attempt. So not too shabby.
Yeah, and if he can maintain that at his age, I think he's like 27, 28 would be my guess. Is that right? Do you have that?
I don't have it, but he's up. Yeah, I'd guess late 20s.
So, yeah, I mean, but everybody talks about how running backs fall off this cliff. Not if you're a receiving back and not if you don't win with just speed. Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones. These are guys that don't win with pure speed. Yeah, speed's a part of their game, obviously, but it's vision, it's cutting, it's receiving, it's all those things. And in this scheme, in this system, the outside zone and all that they do, speed is not the end-all be-all. And so I think that Aaron Jones can prolong his career a little bit longer than a lot of the other running backs in the NFL, especially in this system.
All right. Sticking with running backs, again, according to Fantasy Points data, I have an interesting stat here. Among 49 qualifying backs last season, DeAndre Swift ranked 40th in yards after contact per attempt and 30th in missed tackles forced per attempt. That was a little surprising. I thought he was a little bit better than that. Numbers don't lie. DeAndre Swift going to Chicago, obviously missing a quarterback/running back from last year. What does DeAndre Swift do in Chicago, and how does that affect the 49ers?
Chicago's fun this year. Obviously, you have the complete overhaul, Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, Roba Dudze, DeAndre Swift, like, good Lord. They have influx so much young, top-tier talent. It's impressive. Can Chicago finally have a decent competitive team? Who knows? You know, Ryan Poles and kind of that whole coaching staff. It's just been a joke for a long, long time. Matt Eberflus. But Chicago stuck with them for so long. Why? We're about to find out. Now, DeAndre Swift going from Detroit to, you know, Philly to where he is now. I don't know. Everybody keeps hyping this dude, and I get it coming out of Georgia. You know, he was a freak. He's a big back, lots of speed, highlight reels, all that stuff. I'm sorry. I'm just completely out. Yeah, you gave some analysis, and I get it. He's a big-bodied, fast dude. But this is not somebody that I'm concerned about at all. Now, if we look at the 49ers and how DeAndre Swift, this is probably one of the most difficult, tough connections that you could bring over. He played with a couple, you know, at Georgia. He played with Robert Beal Jr. He was there with him, who's on the 49ers as well. Charlie Warner, who just left, was on that team as well. Yeah, we don't play the Bears, but could the Bears finally make the postseason this year? That's a stretch. So I doubt the 49ers will see a team like them. But I do think this is probably the Connect 49ers. The Detroit Lions gave the 49ers probably their toughest test in the NFC Championship, down 24-7 at the half. Came back and won. But if the Bears can give the Lions some issues, that's going to catapult the 49ers getting that one seed again and getting that bye week and home field advantage, which would be huge. So for 49ers fans, you want to be a DeAndre Swift fan. You want to be a Bears fan this year to just give problems to the Packers, who also, guess what, gave the 49ers fits in the divisional round this year. So anything that the Bears do positively against the division, that's going to help the 49ers in their playoff chances this year.
All right. You got an extra bonus point for the Lions thing. Yeah. Yeah. You got a bonus point for that. Yeah, so not too bad there.
I like bonus points. What's my total? I don't know if you can count that high, 'cause I have so many points. I don't think I have that many points.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you in a second.
You don't use tally marks.
Yeah. I have a complicated system here, John. Okay. Complicated system. There are tally marks, but I didn't do the little slash to make the cross five out. Well, I do, but
I'm deducting a point on my system over here. No tallies.
All right. I'm going to give you the option here. I'm going to let you either, to finish out the episode, we're either going to talk about Zeke or Saquon. Stick with the first names only. Which one do you want? You pick. And this is this round, this guy, this person that you're going to talk about is worth 100 points.
Let's go with Saquon because I think Zeke is kind of a fabricated. you know, whatever. It's hard to pass on an opportunity to crap on the Cowboys, which I could do. Zeke style, leave a giant Zeke on the Dallas Cowboys. So I'm going to pass on that. Let's go with Saquon. Saquon.
All right. According to Fantasy Points Data, big shout out to them. Not a sponsor or anything. Saquon Barkley was 37th in missed tackles, forced per attempt, and 33 in yards after contact per attempt. Does that mean anything to you?
It's not great, but then you look at being a part of that, one of the worst teams in football last year, the New York Giants. One of the worst coach teams in football, one of the worst quarterback teams in football. They were bad. They were terrible. They were just, it was off. So Saquon was the entire focus of every single defense. So I could see why that happens. But then you put on the eye test, Saquon is Saquon. And I think him stepping into a team where you got probably the second best running quarterback in the NFL and Jalen Hurts, and you've got AJ Brown, you've got Smith, you've got Dallas Goedert, you've got all these guys. Saquon ain't going to be the focus. It's not. It's going to be AJ Brown. And so he's getting put into a situation that I would say is maybe the second best running back position. I'm going to say third best. I think 49ers is first. Like, if you could be a running back for any team in any system, 49ers one. Number two would probably be Sean McVay and the Rams. You look what he's doing, Kyron Williams. Number three would probably be Philly. Now, the tush push and all that stuff and those goal line carries. So, like, Saquon takes a giant hit there because he's not going to get a lot of those goal line carries. But from an NFL football standpoint affecting the games, you're going from DeAndre Swift, who I just told you is not too great. Now, analytics is going to say they're close, both bigger bodied, speed, power guys. And, you know, the fantasy points data you just gave us are saying Saquon's not breaking tackles. He's not getting yards after contact. But now he's going to be not an afterthought. That's too strong. He's not going to be the focus. And I really think that he's going to have an opportunity to have a great, great season. I would be shocked if he finishes with less than 1,300 total yards, probably 1,400. And I think that offense, them and the 49ers, I struggle with another team that is going to be up there with these two offenses. Maybe Miami, just because, you know, Mike McDaniel can do all his craziness, but these two are probably the most 49ers and Eagles complete run, pass, everything offense that are going to be top five EPA, top five total yards, top five scoring. They're both going to be there. The question is the Eagles defense, who just got shell-shocked. Can they step up? That's going to be the question for the Eagles, not the offense.
Okay. All right. Well, John, out of 190 points possible.
I thought it was 50. Oh, I only had 11 out of 50.
Yeah, that's
not dang, good. Nice. Yeah, that's one out of five.
But hey, right. If you start somewhere, that means we got to keep, you know, having these episodes so you can, you know, get better and better, because you can't go any, you can't get any worse than today. You had 35 points, but I gave you a bonus 20 points for this last one, because I think you did pretty well. So I gave you a bonus 20, 55 points for the day.
All right.
You know, it's
down.
Yeah. 55 points for the day. Not bad.
In my Facebook profile after this. Yeah.
55 points on Connect 49ers. So, yeah.
49ers Connect, or is it Connect 49ers? I didn't know what it was.
Well, I was thinking the Connect, you know, the Connect 4 D-Niners.
Oh, there we go. There, yeah. I like that.
But I don't know.
Go for it. Connect 49ers. There we go. I'm going to get copyright infringement on that.
Yeah, exactly. Bam. You got tagged. So, yeah, 55 total points, John. Possible 1,000.
It went up. There we go. I like it.
Anyways, you know,
is there a way we can see your tally sheet? I'm very curious.
You want to see it?
I want to see the way in which you count. I hope it's just everywhere.
It's here. Look, hold on. Where's my?
Okay, that's better than I thought.
Yeah. See.
Yeah, he actually did it, and I got time to go on there. Like, I thought it was going to be look like a Jerry Jones sketch pad where it's you know, just dribbles everywhere.
Well, the problem is because you're so type A that I know if I don't do it correctly, you're going to yell at me after we hit stop. You're why didn't you put tally marks the right way? I'm taking my time to do this and you're not even writing tally marks. So, yeah, guys, a little behind the scenes.
A, I have no clue what type A means. I don't even know what that means.
Anyways, I hope that everybody listening and watching got something out of this. I enjoy it. I enjoyed it. And that's why I want to do it, because every time I call you, you just send me the voicemail. So the only way I can get you is
I'm recording, Dale. I'm recording.
Anyways, I think this was really fun. I want to do it again. But I, guys, in the comments or wherever you talk to John through, let him know what you think. You don't need to mention me. I'm a blubbering idiot. But tell John what you think about his performance and how many points you would have gotten. Again, John got 35 plus a bonus 20. I'm guessing most of your listeners could have beaten that.
I agree.
So,
yeah, it's a bit fun. And for everybody out there, go follow Dale, Eat Sleep Fantasy, wherever you get your podcast, YouTube, all that fun stuff. It's there. But that's going to do it for us. You guys are the best. Hopefully you enjoy this. Let us know. But until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.